when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
It's finally come, come to knock down my door. I can't hide this time like I hid before. The storm is awake, the danger is real. My time's running out. Don't feel, don't feel. Fear will be your enemy and death its consequence. That's what they once said to me, and it's starting to make sense. All this pain, all this fear began because of me. Is the thing they see, the thing I have to be. A monster, were they right? Has the dark in me finally come to light? Am I a monster, full of rage? Nowhere to go but on a rampage. Or am I just a monster in a cage?
This winter, bring back summer in your yard.
No harm comes to her.
This winter, bring back summer in your yard.
What do I do? No time for crying now. Started a storm, gotta stop it somehow. Do I keep on running? How far do I have to go? And would that take the storm away or only make it grow? I'm making my world colder. How long can it survive? Is everyone in danger as long as I'm alive? 'Cause I am a monster. You know what's best for me. If I die, will they be free? Mother, what if after I'm gone, the cold gets colder and the storm rages on? No, I have to stay alive to fix what I've done, save the world from myself and breathe.
This is your host, Count Larry Maslon, here on Broadway to Main Street. Broadway to Main Street, get it? It used to be Broadway to Main Street, but I put the blood in because I am a vampire. Well, maybe vampires don't howl, they bite. Anyway, today's episode of Broadway to Main Street is Call Me Monster. And we just heard Monster from Frozen the Musical. What a scary show. With they turn up the cold, turn up the air conditioner, and it gets cold and you freeze and woohoo. That's scary. but we are hearing our show today on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only, and I stress with my fangs, difficult to do, only NPR station. You could look in the mummy's tomb and you would not find such a station that was an NPR. Well, all you fans know that for many years now, almost 8 or 9, I lose count because I'm in the count. We have been doing a special Halloween show, and this week's show is particularly special as we are putting together a brand new musical about the Frankenstein monster. That's right, the premiere here on the show. That's why we call it Call Me Monster. It's not Call Me Mister, it's Call Me Monster. And we are going to put together each element of that creature. And you remember the story, the doctor, the mad scientist, digs up bodies and brains and hearts and eyes and sews them together and creates, boom, with a shock, a lot of thunder and lightning, a brand new monster. So, we are going to go to our first song, original song for this show, about a brain, because you must have a brain to make a monster. So here we go.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. Well, I'd unravel any riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain. And with the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore, and I could think of things I'd never thought before. And then I'd sit and think some more. Well, I would not be just a nothing, and my head all full of stuffing, and my heart all filled with pain. I could dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain. Some more. Well, I would not be just nothing, my head all full of stuffing, and my heart all filled with pain. I could dance and be merry, and life would be a ding-a-dairy, and perhaps I deserve you and be even worthier of you. If I only had a brain, 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 even half a brain would do. Give me just enough to think about. I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers. Oh, the thoughts that I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln. Everything I'd see would make sense to me. Everywhere I'd go, I could find my way.
I don't know what that song was. That was, I think, from The Wizard of Oz. We were supposed to have a brain song. Oh, well, that is a nice song. That's the four freshmen. All right, so now we go, and to make the monster, we steal the eyes. We get them from a jar with the formaldehyde at the morgue or something. So here is a very scary, scary, frightening eyeball song for our monster show.
Look in your eyes, I see the wisdom of the world in your eyes. I see the sadness of a thousand goodbyes. When I look in your eyes, and it is no surprise to see the softness of the moon in your eyes. The gentle sparkle of the stars in the skies. When I look in your eyes, in your eyes, I see the deepness of the sea. I see the deepness of the love, the love I feel you feel for me. Autumn comes, summer dies. I see the passing of the years in your eyes. And when we part, there'll be no tears, no goodbyes. I'll just look into your eyes. Autumn comes, summer dies. I see the passing of the years in your eyes. And when we part, there'll be no tears, no goodbyes. I'll just look into your eyes. Those eyes so wise, so warm, so real. How I love the world. Your eyes reveal.
When you go out for a meal with my rivals in town, that I mean to track you down, or that when out you sail for a date down in the dale, there's a dictaphone under every stone and a bloodhound on your trail. However, I've got my eyes on you, so best beware where you roam. I've got my eyes on you, so don't stray too far from home. Incidentally, I've set my spies on you, I'm checking on all you do. From A to Z. So, darling, just be wise. Keep your eyes on me. ¶¶ incidentally, I set my spies on you, and I'm checking out all you do from A to Z. So, darling, just be wise. Keep your eyes on me.
Oh, well, that was the Eyes song we heard too. One from Dr. Doolittle, Sammy Davis, and one from Cole Porter, I've Got My Eyes on You. And Count Larry Maslan has his eyes on the fans from Bloodway to Main Street. All right, so those weren't so scary songs, but we have a really scary one, because you have to get the heart beating, you gotta put the heart in the body of the creature, and we have two new songs from the Call Me Monster musical written by Irving Berlin. He came back from the dead, woo, to write a scary heart song. Here we go.
Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
At the stage door canteen, I left it there with a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving donuts till all she had were gone. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the army routine, and every doughboy knows what that will mean. A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him from the start, and my heart's at the stage door canteen.
That wasn't scary, I have to say, but, well, it was scary. You leave the heart, you get the heart, and you left it at the stage door canteen. Not a clumsy thing to do. How are we going to make a monster? All right. Well, we're going to find the heart, and we're going to stick it in the monster. So here's another song. That was Kenny Baker from This Is the Army. But this song will scare you. I promise you'll be shivering in your boots. Ooh, here we go.
When a girl's an empty kettle, she should be on her mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy that shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above, a voice sings low, wherefore art thou, Romeo? I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart. If I only had a heart.
Make of our hands one hand, make of our
because
Well, I promised you a scary song. That's scary. You left one hand in the mortuary. How are you going to make a monster? You got one hand. You got one heart. That's good. That was lovely singing, though. I have to say that was Dawn Upshaw and Richard Muenz from a Leonard Bernstein album. Boo. Okay. All right. We're putting the monster together in our Call Me Monster show. And now we have to attach the body. So we are getting legs and arms. So here is the scary Armstrong. Not Armstrong. It's not Louis Armstrong. It's an arm song. That's hard to say when you got fangs. Anyway, here we go.
Don't ask me just how it happened. I wish I knew. I can't believe that it happened, and still it's true. I got lost in his arms, and I to stay. It was dark in his arms, and I lost my way. From the dark came a voice, and it seemed to say, as I fell, I just can't recall. But his arms held me fast, and it broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping all around, I got lost. But look what I found.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours, for just the taking, I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. I'm all for you, body and soul.
Well, we got the body and we got the soul, and that was sung by Julie London. She got a nice soul, but a heck of a body. Oh, that Julie London. All right, so we saw the monster, and we have the eyes and the brain and the heart and the legs and the arms, and we are going to put it together. Oh. Here's a scary one.
Look, I've spent a lot of time working on this.
Look, no one's going to buy it. No one.
Well, how can...
Nobody in Middle America, anyway, that's for sure.
He's right.
Well, why...
Sweetheart, it's just not commercial.
What is commercial?
It's not what's selling nowadays.
I mean, personally, I love it.
Be nice, girl.
Nobody's into this kind of material.
You have to pay a price, girl.
This album needs a hit single we can push.
They like to give advice, girl.
The whole idea's too risky.
Don't think about it twice, girl.
The audience won't understand this kind of thing.
It's time to get to work. I disagree. Why don't you wait till you hear it?
This is like your old stuff.
Art isn't easy.
We gotta appeal to the kids.
Even when you're hot.
Why would you want to make an album like this anyway?
Advancing art is easy.
I think we gotta talk seriously about
financing
this.
Financing it is not.
Why take chances?
A vision's just a vision if it's only in your head.
Nobody respects your artistic integrity more than I do.
If no one gets to hear it, it's as good as dead.
You have to think about your career.
It has to come to life. By bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution, every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts. Ounce by ounce, putting it together. Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation, otherwise it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit.
We really need all these musicians.
Link by link, making the connections, yes we do. Drink by drink, taking every comment as it comes. Learning how to play the politician like you play piano, bass and drums. Otherwise you'll find your composition isn't gonna get much exhibition. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale, have to hold to your vision. Cocktail conversation, if it gets the funds for your foundation. Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember vinyl is expensive.
Would you agree to do an interview?
Maybe one. Building up the image, shot by shot, keeping at a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your object and not give all your privacy away, a little bit of hype can be effective, as long as you can keep it in perspective. Even when you get some recognition, everything you do, you still audition. Art isn't easy. Overnight, you're a trend, you're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end, you're suddenly last year's sensation. Ever want is repetition. All they really like is what they know. Gotta keep a link with your tradition. Gotta learn to trust your intuition while you reestablish your position, so that you can be on exhibit, so that your work can be on exhibition. Be new, girl. They tell you till they're blue, girl. You're new or else you're through, girl. And even if it's true, putting it together, piece by piece, working out the vision night and day. All it takes is time and perseverance, with a little luck along the way. Putting in a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents.
Oh, she's an original.
Was.
Mapping out the songs, but in addition, harmonizing each negotiation. Balancing the part that's all musician with the part that's strictly presentation. Balancing the money with the mission till you have the perfect orchestration. Even if you do have the suspicion that it's taking all your concentration, the art of making art is putting it together,
bit by bit, beat by beat, part by part, sheet by sheet, chart by chart, track by track, by bit by reel, by pat by sack, by snip by shot, by shot, by stack by shot, by shot, by down. And that is the state of the art.
Oh, well, that was Barbara Streisand singing Putting It Together from Sunday in the Park with George. Rewritten. She made Stephen Sondheim rewrite the lyrics just for her. So that is a Halloween scare to get that call from Barbara Streisand in the middle of the night saying, Steve, rewrite the song for me, please. Oh, that sends a shiver down my spine. This is Count Larry Maslon for our annual scary Halloween show called Call Me Monster, where we're putting it together, a scary Frankenstein monster. And the songs haven't been too scary. They've been good songs. So, but at any rate, we have the monster on the table and we strapped him down and we are going to shoot him full of electricity. Woo! That's, if you subscribe to PSENG in Long Island, you know that their bills, when they come, they are very scary. All right, but now we are going to bring the monster to life. Ha 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 ha! That's from Fiddler on the Roof. I'll say it again. To life! Ha 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 ha!
It's a feeling that you can't control. I suppose it's like forgetting, losing who you are, and at the same time, something makes you whole. It's like that there's music playing in your ear, and I'm listening. Listening, and then I disappear, and then I feel a change, like a fire deep inside. Something burst in me, wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity. Scared, confused and all mixed up and mad as hell. It's like when you've been crying and you're empty and you're full. I don't know what it is, it's hard to tell. It's like that there's some music playing in your ear, but the music is impossible, impossible to hear. But then I feel it move me, like a burning deep inside. Something bursting me wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity.
Electricity
sparks inside.
I am what you want me to be, and I'm your worst fear. You'll find it in me. Come closer, come closer. I am more than memory, I am what might be, I am mystery. You know me, so show me. When I appear, it's not so clear if I'm a simple spirit or I'm flesh and blood. I'm alive, I'm alive, I am so alive, and I feed on the fear that's behind your eyes. No surprise, I'm alive, so alive, I'm alive. I am flame and I am fire, I am destruction, decay and desire. I'll hurt you, I'll heal you. I'm your wish, your dream come true, and I am your darkest nightmare too. I've shown you I own you, and though you made me, you can't change me. I'm a perfect stranger who knows you too well. I'm alive, I'm alive, I am so alive, and I'll tell you the truth if you let me try. You're alive, I'm alive, and I'll show you why. I'm
I guess he's alive. He certainly keeps saying that already. That was Aaron Tveit. Hard to say when you got fangs from next to normal. Well, as Colin Clive would have said, he's alive. And we have a monster. We finally have a monster. And I think we're going to close out with one of the best displays of monster talent. That is from Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. But we didn't have this particular number when we first did Call Me Monster 3 years ago, but we have it now. And it is from the London production, and I think the London production is got two things going for it. Good things going for it. Get it? That's a little plug for Merrily We Rode Along, but it's got two things. One of which is, it is alive! It's alive! It is one of the few cast albums I know that is recorded in front of a live audience. It gives it a little zhuzh there. And also, I find that it's a hoot and a half. Or that's a howl and a half. That would be, ooh! And, ooh! Get it? Well, this is Count Larry Maslan with the annual Halloween show. I hope you are safe and you are trick-or-treating, and you will come back next week and you enjoy a little Irving Berlin. Who doesn't like Irving Berlin? And a little Halloween and a little Young Frankenstein. Ooh!
Distinguished villagers, my fellow scientists, a few short weeks ago, I began an experiment into, as incredible as it may sound, the reanimation of dead tissue. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure, the creature! Please, please remain in your seats. I beg you. Please, please. There's nothing to fear, madam. I assure you. Please, calm down. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from what was only recently an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissue, I give you a cultured, sophisticated man about town. Hit it!
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Pain in the ribs.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Super duper.
Come, let's mix with Rockefellers, walk with sticks of Rumbarellas in their midst.
Putting on the ribs.
Yeah.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.